Big money donors have disproportionate influence over American politics, and Seattle is no exception. But Seattle wanted to do something about it, so this year the city launched a political experiment in public funding for elections. It was in the form of democracy vouchers. David Hyde of KUW's politics team wanted to see how it worked out. He spoke with Haisam Gueli. He was a candidate for Seattle City Council Position 8 who didn't make it through to the general election.
To qualify for the democracy voucher program, for City Council Position 8 and 9, you had to collect 400 signatures and a concomitant at least $10 donation from each one of these individuals.
So when I sign, I've got to give you 10 bucks.
Yeah, so what happened there is that this is a relatively new system for people. So most people understand political campaigns is either signing pieces of paper or donating money. But in this situation, we were specifically asking people to do both.
So you go to their door, say, do you support me? Then you say, can you give me the $10 and the signature so I can qualify for the voucher? And now, can you also give me the voucher? And it was just too
much.
And
to explain that in 15 seconds when you're at a stranger's door, and you're literally asking them to do a multi-step process. And a lot of people didn't have any framework for why that was important and didn't really understand that there was this preliminary step to actually using the democracy voucher money.
Your competitors in this race, John Grant and Teresa Mosqueda, who got through, what were they doing?
They were using the organizations that already existed. So John Grant was using the Socialist Party, and Teresa Mosqueda was using organized labor. And because both of them had organizations that were literally able to get these donations and get these signatures, they were able to qualify really quite quickly at the beginning.
So who benefited in this race, do you think, from the voucher system as it exists?
Yeah, so the people who have benefited from the Democracy Voucher Program are people who are already very well organized, who were able to mobilize their voters to give them both the donations and the signatures in an organized way. It did not benefit anyone who was a new candidate or who had not been part of a political machine or party.
How long did it take for you to ultimately qualify?
We qualified on the very last day before the primary.
The last day.
The very last day.
So what did that mean?
It meant that we got almost $20,000 and then couldn't spend it.
What's one word that you would use to describe your experience with the voucher system?
Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. And what's heartbreaking about it is that you believe in its initial intent. You put all of your hopes into making it work. You get to the point where you qualify. And at the very end, you have one day to capitalize on the resources you've developed.
You put a fair amount of your life into this, actually.
Totally.
You know, just what was that like?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, for me and my campaign manager, we would literally spend 4 or 5 hours each day trying to get this democracy voucher program working. It was fraught with a lot of frustration and tears and anger and trying to get people to understand how complicated this was and how much effort we were spending. And in addition, like, I'm a doctor, so I work with people who are at the end of life because I work with older age. And every day is super important and every minute is super important. And we both feel like we wasted our lives proving the Democracy Voucher Program, that we could qualify for the Democracy Voucher Program instead of really making the change, which was how do we best help people in Seattle have dignity and value.
That's Haisam Gueli. He ran for Seattle City Council Position 8 this year.